The McElroy brothers are not experts, and their advice should never be followed. Travis insists he's a sexpert, but if there's a degree on his wall, I haven't seen it. Also, this show isn't for kids, which I mention only so the babies out there will know how cool they are for listening. What's up, you cool baby?
It's familiar, but not too familiar, but not too not familiar. It's a new craze. Angry girls, do you wanna just say, hey, I wanna? Just say, hey, I wanna.
It's time for the reckoning. You don't get anything for free in this world.
We are cutting you off.
This is no exception.
44 episodes in, the bill is due.
The bill is due, bitches. It's my brother and me. An advice show for the modern era. Welcome.
You got to pay the piper.
Time to pay the piper, sluts. Welcome to the greatest pledge episode ever. This is the best little pledge episode in Texas is what we're calling this one. This is my brother, it's an advice show for the modern era. I am Justin McElroy, your oldest brother.
I'm Travis McElroy, and we want your money.
If you want to know my name, it's going to cost you like $2. It's Griffin.
It's Griffin.
If you want that last name, for real, $2.
So we've got a big episode for you, lots of fun.
Juicy. It's ripe. It's rich. Sagging with
rich with content. Juices.
Let's thump this melon.
Let's thump this melon like Gallagher 2 on a bender. I live with my boyfriend. When I get home from work, I like to pretty quickly change into comfy at-home clothing, pajama pants or yoga pants and a t-shirt of some sort. Usually this comfy clothing is baggier and less flattering than what I wear for being out in public. That's why it's comfy. Am I slowly but surely ruining my relationship and killing my boyfriend's attraction to me by spending so much time, probably the majority of our time together, in slouchy clothing? Thanks, Sweats in the City.
That's the best.
That's a good one. I mean, of course you are, right? But
it's an expectations game
you're playing right now. You're lowering the bar.
Exactly. I think that if you came home every day and like got more dressed up, like... it's going to lose a lot of the effect. But if you sit around in like scuzzy clothes like for 100 days and then one day like put on some jeans and a t-shirt, you're going to look awesome.
Yeah, banging.
You don't want him to have the pressure of trying to continually outclass you at home. And then it culminates with him wearing a tux and you emerging from a clamshell when he gets home from work. Like, you don't want that.
Do you guys remember what my jam used to be?
What was your jam?
Taking your pants off like, as soon as you got home?
I would cross the threshold of our childhood home, and my pants would just disintegrate off of my body. Like, they would just...
Our parents went through so many pants bills, you had no idea.
As if by magic, my pants would vanish into the luminescent ether.
Griffin actually invented tearaway pants for that very purpose.
I had this trick where I could just, like, I could stand narrowly... I could stand with my frame narrowly, and my pants would just fall off of my body. That's not a joke. That was a real thing I could do. So maybe that's a good thing, because no pants is about as comfortable as humans get.
And kind of sexy.
A little hot. Listen, young lady, I want to make two really important points. One, he loves you. He's going to think that the things that you wear, you know, just around the house or whatever – are adorable because he loves you, and this is part of being in a loving relationship. He likes to be cozy too. He gets it. Two, if you're worried about the attraction thing, he's a guy, sweetheart, and you're a girl. Yeah. You flash a boob, one boob,
like half a boob,
like half
take
a boob.
Take him to the angle.
You can do like
show.
A quarter of boob.
You get like a quarter boob, and he's down. He's DTF, and that's short for down to fuck. And that is not something that you acquire over time. For guys, it's a very instantaneous. So like, oh, there's a boob.
Yeah.
Time to go.
You know what's always sexy?
What's that?
A robe. Because it's mysterious. It? What's underneath?
That's
kind of sexy,
point.
Right?
I'm robed right now. I'm wearing a robe.
Teresa and I, like, we often have robe dates where it's just like we get home from work and we've had a long day and it's like, Let's robe it up, and then we watch David Attenborough specials.
I never disrobe before a gunfight. That's just me. Like, yeah. I don't know where you guys are. Anybody else see Drive Angry? That was a good flick.
No. Yeah, that was a good reference you just made.
Picture. Everybody enjoys that.
I can only wear my robe for about an hour or two in the morning because I always feel like I smell really bad when I'm wearing a robe.
Stink lines.
A cocoon of stink.
Coming off of you.
It's like a second skin that you wear outside of your normal sweaty, stinky skin that absorbs your stuff. And then, I don't know, there's something about the way that it hangs on my body. It just seems to funnel. It seems to funnel like the smell like up and out and in my nose. It's really bad.
Do you bathe?
Yeah, I bathe. I mean, okay. I bathe.
Did you say you bathed or you bathe? Like, what's our tense? Let's take a tense check.
I'm familiar.
Right.
I'm terrified.
I have this friend who's been dating this guy on and off four different times now. Every time, by the end, they seem to hate each other. But then, 2 months or so, they're dating again. How can I tell my friend to just give up on him? P.S. My friend's a girl. That's from Brandon.
I used to have the theory that, like, once a couple broke up, they're broken up. Yeah, like, there's no coming back from that. Now, everybody listening is going to say, but I know this one guy. Great. Yeah, you know the exception. That's awesome. But cool. I'm saying, as a rule, like, once you break up, how do you come back from that? Like, especially after 2 months, it's like, oh, hey, want to go at this again? Oh, it didn't work out this time either. Whoops. It's like forgetting the ending of a book and then rereading the book and going, oh, fuck, they die. That's right. Your relationship sucks. Don't get back into it.
Yeah, Travis makes a great point because one time, the first girl I ever dated, we dated for a couple months, and then we split up for reasons that aren't exactly clear, and then later I married her. What are you doing? You're the exception. I'm on the column. I'm the other guy on the thing.
I'm the guy here. I'm not the exception. I'm telling you, you're crazy.
You're the exception, Travis.
You're the exception.
I'm the exception.
Griffin, you ever dated a girl twice?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so just Travis then. Travis is out on his own on this one.
And let me tell you,
look how well Griffin turned out.
Mine worked out really well, yeah.
I would say that we're 50-50-50 here.
I think that's fair.
I don't know. It can really go either way because maybe sometimes you break up and that breakup period, that brief breakup, makes you realize, you know, that you know you need that person and that you've changed and that you know
you've grown.
You've grown and evolved.
Have you grown?
Yeah. Okay, but we're giving advice to the person breaking up and getting back together.
Four times is a little excessive.
Yeah, this guy's asking how does he tell his friend to end it. I don't think you can.
I don't think you do. What do you care? Why do you care?
You got to jettison.
All you could do is be really passive aggressive, and like when they come back and be like, "Oh, I got back together with him," just go, "Oh, really?
Huh? That's
all
weird.
You could do.
Did we broke up? Aw, did you break up?
So treat it like it's not a thing at all, and then he's probably just doing it for the attention, or she is. You know, like
that's a good. Yeah, that's good.
Back,
just
we're
don't
back in it now.
You got to disengage.
Four times sounds like they're like 15.
You got to disengage from this relationship, from their relationship. You got to say like, oh, whatever, she's doing this with this guy. It has no bearing on me. That is what you should say. Because it's that way lies madness. Like getting all up in other people's cream. Like you don't need that.
Run the risk of really sounding like an asshole. Like, you know what I mean? Like, if your friend's not looking for the advice there, then you just want to stay out.
It's a loser. It's a real loser. You don't need it.
Speaking of loser,
let's talk about winners.
How about a Yahoo?
Yes.
This one was sent in by Vikram Murugavel. Pray to Jesus I said that right. It's by Yahoo Answers user Dragon.
Not that Vikram Murugavel likely believes in Jesus. He sounds like a heathen.
Okay.
he sounds like a pagan. Is he a pagan?
I think he's a pagan. One racist thing we say every episode I have to edit out. this one's by Yahoo Answers user Dragon101, who asks, I'm a dragon.
Okay.
But I don't know how to summon my special skills. I can do some things unordinary. Anyone have ideas? This is kinda new. And also confusing, for my age, that is. I can tell you right now that I'm under 21. Anyone have ideas on what I could do because I'm a dragon, please?
Well, this is the age-old question of, is it a mental thing? Is there a muscle that you flex? Is there an incantation? It's age-old questions, you know?
And really, it's different strokes for different folks. Like, for me, it's all muscular.
Yeah.
I've had to tone. I've had to develop.
You've had to kegel?
Had to kegel my dragon muscles to the point where I can, execute my unordinary abilities. But the thing is, 21, you're a little late to the game.
You are. Mm-hmm. You're getting a late start to learning your drachen, as in the old tongue.
Your draconic
abilities.
Because, I mean, that's a weird age, dragon puberty. Like, I hit mine in middle school. I was kind of an early bloomer.
Mm-hmm. I hit mine, of course, in the third age. But it was a long time ago.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just became so terrified because I just realized that dragons have learned to use the internet.
Oh,
and we've lost our one vantage.
Travis, one thing we had that they didn't.
I don't know how to break this to you, but one out of every four people you talk to or meet on the internet is a dragon.
Holy shit. Is that a velociraptor noise?
Travis, oh shit. Travis is one of them. I didn't know this was a dragon cast.
If dragons aren't using the internet, then explain TMZ. You can't. It can't be done.
Fuck.
It was made by gossip by dragons for dragons.
Perez Hilton, half dragon.
What does a dragon keyboard look like? Do you think it has runes? I think it has runes.
I
think it's made out of, like, loot. Just like
it's made out of what?
What?
Made out of loot, like dragon loot. Dragons have hordes, right? Just full of, like, jewels and gold.
Travis, a loot. Oh, loot, not lut.
Yeah. He did. No. You think he meant several little stringed instruments? Like, that's what his keyboard was made out of?
I couldn't.
Like Sting? Like Sting plays?
Yes.
Sting's a dragon?
Sorry, Travis. I didn't mean to.
I'm sending out an SOS of sadness.
Aw, don't be sad. It's just Sting.
I know.
You don't like him anyway.
How do you? I can't remember how I dealt with the pressure of being a teenage dragon.
I made a Disney movie out of it,
and it was called "How to Deal with the Pressure of Being a Teenage Dragon."
Yeah, it wasn't very popular.
Yeah.
Speaking of dragons. We need your fire for the maximum fun pledge drive. It's pledge week. We want you to rush my brother and me. Pledge our frat, our fraternity of chuckles.
Can we haze our listeners?
I think this is a hazing. Every week's a hazing here at my brother and me. So this is our pledge drive for 2011. And we'll talk a little bit about the network and some of the benefits of donating here in a sec. But first, just to let you know how this works, this is a network. It's family. And like a family.
I like family better.
Daddy's got to get paid. So, and daddy, in this case, our daddy is the Maximum Fun Network. And you find folks who enjoy the programming here pay for us to make it. You pay to help us buy equipment. You pay to help us run our website, and you pay to help us host our shows, and you're paying for it. I like to think of it like a medieval patronage. Like How's that work? We're like kept people. Like
we're like serfs.
Yeah, I was gonna say I feel kind of serfish.
It's more like how, you know, the king would want Mozart to write a piece for him. This is not medieval times, of course, anymore. But
so we're like Da Vinci.
We're like Da Vinci, basically.
And this show is like our Sistine Chapel.
We're like Da Vinci, but better at drawings.
Mm-hmm.
I think is an accurate way to put it. So, Griffin, can you tell them a little bit about why they should donate? Why it's so important?
Well, I'm working on this helicopter, like kind of a whirligig helicopter made out of parchment and wood framing. And it's an expensive project.
Yeah. I want to make a man fly.
Can you help me make a man fly? With wood framing.
Making parchment wings.
Parchment wings. No, it's...
Eureka.
We have donations from listeners is our main, you know, lifeblood. It's our lifeblood. It pumps through our veins and gives us strength and energy to do this thing that we do. And all the other Maximum Fun podcasts do. Listen, podcasting is kind of it's still in its infancy. You know, it's still fresh. It's still new. The rule book hasn't been written yet. And so Maximum Fun, and one of the main reasons we joined Maximum Fun is because they're doing awesome things. We're doing awesome things, I guess, because we're part of that family. But, you know, we cover topics that aren't really covered in other places. And, you know, we do it in a way that a lot of other forms of programming don't do. And we fostered this community of, well, we didn't foster. You know what I'm saying? Maximum Fun has fostered a community of probably the best community on the internet.
I would say, I think that, especially after they fused with my brother and me, the Mbambinos, I think that they really, it really is a top flight.
We gave them that spice, that picante. With
that like, what a delicious with that last, flavor.
Like, dash of, like, pepper, where you go.
Yeah. Exactly.
You know, it's funny, Griff, you watch so much stuff on TV and so many movies that is supposed to be funny, and you think, wow, this doesn't really get me. You know, this isn't really up my alley. And then you listen to stuff on Maximum Fun, and it is. It is sort of, you know, when you find something that you really like, you know, you want to support it and show that you're out there listening. And we
it really
need
is
that chatter. What?
Gotta get that chatter. No, it's a cool thing because, I mean, you can see it in the way that the My Brother and Me community has sort of meshed into the Maximum Fun community, is that it's basically just like a big group of friends. It's like finding this new big group of friends, but also that group of friends does you know, shows, and they're friendly shows. I don't know. I lost my train of thought there.
No, you were doing great, Trev. Why don't you tell us? Let's get to what people really want to know. What's in it for me? What do you get? Yeah. Obviously, like the most obvious thing is 44 episodes, man. Time to pay up.
Yeah.
Time to pay the piper. Yeah.
You can alleviate your guilt.
I know your guilt. I hope that every week you laugh and you feel guilty. And after this, you can only narrow that down. You can whittle that down to one of those.
And not only that, but now you can laugh and feel superior to all those people that didn't donate.
Oh,
and you
yeah.
can start talking about those freeloaders and like hating on the lower class. It's pretty awesome.
It's all about class.
But also you get tangible gifts. There's many different levels of donation.
Bust it out, Travis.
For the $2 or $5 a month level of donation, you get the Max Fun membership card and access to exclusive episodes of JJ Go, My Brother and Me, John Hodgman, and Stop Podcasting Yourself. So they're all special episodes that you only get access to if you're a donor. And also, we've done some Rift movies, kind of, you know, hilarious old-timey 1950s instructional videos. And we did one, Stop Podcasting Yourself did one, and Jordan did one, and Jesse, I'm sure, was in there as well. And
those two also get you stickers that come with the membership card that you can, you know, apply to a Lisa Frank Trapper Keeper. If people are still, I was an all-star or a five-star man, but I'm sure that the Trapper Keeper is still a hot.
You could also apply those stickers to a sleeping friend.
Mm-hmm.
We recorded our special episode yesterday, our Pledge Drive episode, your bonus episode yesterday, and it is
probably the best.
It's a barn burner.
I mean, and I would say star-studded.
Yeah, we got some. Can we tell them about the stars?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. Oh, we've got. You want Jordan? You want Jesse Thorne from Jordan Jesse Go? You got him. Dave Shumka and Graham Clark from Stop Podcasting Yourself. Yeah, sure. Why not? You want Clint McElroy? What, Clint McElroy?
Who?
That's right, Clint McElroy, McElroy Scion.
You want Clint McElroy? No problem. How about John Hodgman? Yeah, I think you might want to go get that ep. And you can only get it by donating to the Maximum Fun Drive as little as $2 a month. I know you can afford that. But if you want to bump it up, let's say you want to get up to $10, you say, I can afford $10 a month for things.
If they
want
to go to $10?
Yeah, $10 you get up. Tote bag. You're gonna get a tote bag. You can get it for any Maximum Fun show. There's only one right answer, of course.
We all have our own designs. Ours was done by Mr. Justin Russo, whose work you're probably familiar with because it's pretty much the best work on the planet. Like, have you guys seen the Constitution?
He's like
of the Da
Vinci's
States?
Da Vinci.
Yeah.
He did the layout for the Constitution, is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
He did and all those the tote bags come from the fine people. Those tote bags are from the fine people at EcoBags. Thank you so much, fine people at EcoBags.
Who did the printing on those? I believe it was VG Kids. I've seen their work before. It's equally exquisite.
So that would be awesome if you want to get that tote bag. And make sure you do request it. My brother, tote bag. It's the best one. It makes the other ones look like a dookie bag. That's all I'm saying. I don't want to judge them.
You get the Max Fun Pack and the donors only episodes with the $10 a month. Go ahead. Each of these levels, you get the shit in the last level, the previous levels as well. Which is it's just the values, the value. It's out of this world.
And then at $20 a month, if you go 20, you're going to be a part of the Diamond Friendship Circle. I'm going to tell you, $10, you're a friend of the family. $20, Diamond Friendship Circle. My knee is bleeding. I don't know why I mentioned that, but it is happening.
Is it because of all the special feelings you're feeling right now? Or
I feel so emotional that my knee is bleeding. For
$20
a month,
that's love. That's love coming out of your knee.
You're going to get a special Max Fun USB drive. So cool. It's made of wood.
Huh?
And it has the Max Fun.
How's it keep all the technology inside?
Dryads. It's a special USB drive made of wood, emblazoned with the Rocket to the Stars Max Fun logo. It's full of Max Fun shows. You delete them, I don't care. Wholesale.
Transform to hard drive. I don't care. Screw you.
Put porn on it. Do what you like. Tote bag, got it. Max Fun pack, you know it.
Dryads.
Put porn in the tote bag.
Exclusive access to donors-only episodes of podcasts and 3 of short films. Yeah, I should say so.
Uh-huh.
We'll tell you about the other some of the other donation levels here in a bit, but we really, really could use your help here. If you want to go to MaximumFund.org/donate, you'll see all the different levels right there. If you don't have the internet, how the fuck are you listening to this,
you silly bitch wizard. I just want to say this really is a really cool way for you guys to invest in the show. You guys have been nothing but warm and receptive to us since we started, and this thing just keeps growing, and we want it to keep growing, and we could use whatever help you could give us, because just get involved. You're gonna feel so good if you donate, and every time you listen to the show or any of the other fine shows on the Max Fun Network, and you'll know that it's because of you that we can keep doing this awesome thing that we absolutely love doing.
Think about it like buying stock in My Brother, My Brother and Me. And pretty soon you'll be part owner of My Brother, My Brother and Me.
We're minority stake, but
we're still the Green Bay Packers of podcasts.
Okay. I like it. And we're Super Bowl champs.
Mm-hmm. I'm the Clay Matthews of audio broadcasting.
I'm the Vince.
And I'm the other one.
I'm the Vince Lombardi of taking it downtown for the 3-point goal. So donate right now. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Go get on your computer. I know you have the internet. Stop playing. Go to MaximumFun.org/donate and get on board. Moving on. I met this girl at a party on Saturday, and she asked me for my number. I requested hers in return. What is the correct number of days I should wait to call and ask for a date as to not seem too eager or dismissive? I love this. She's really pretty. Waiting for good now is the name on this one.
Well,
I don't believe in that. I mean, I
don't either.
I don't believe in the waiting period, and I'll tell you why. First off, you're not in Swingers. Fuck you. All right, this is the real world. I'm sorry, you're no Vince Vaughn. You're barely a Jon Favreau. And even if you are Jon Favreau, you're Jon Favreau and Rudy carrying an extra 50 pounds or so. If you like somebody, had a good time, you're going to wake up the next day thinking about that person. Guaranteed. And they're going to wake up the next day maybe thinking about you. Maybe they're not. Like, you got to guarantee, you got to close, you got to ask for the sale. Got to get on the horn and make contact. I say no waiting. Yeah. I don't believe
it. I think that's a great point. If you call someone and it's, quote, too early to call them, newsflash, they weren't that interested.
If you tell me that you're going to wait 3 days to call a girl that you are really into, you're going to have to convince me that you are not going to get hit by a bus tomorrow. Because if you can't prove that, then pick up the phone and start dialing. That's all I'm saying. Live like you're dying.
Anyone that tells you you should wait, you shouldn't listen to their advice. Like, that's the kind of thing, like, it's just the beginning of, like, a mind game. Like, you don't want to do that. It's stupid. If you, like, think this person was real pretty and you're actually interested in them, why wait? Like, it doesn't make any sense.
There are no laws to love. Throw that rule book out.
Well, there are laws.
There are no laws.
Age limits.
There's no laws when it comes to age of love. You can't put a legal age on love. No, that's what I always
can't. You always say that? You do. We already did that as a society, I think. Put age on love.
Just love with reckless abandon.
Within reason, well, definitely.
Yeah. Nope. You can't put a reason. Love ain't got no reason.
Wow, love don't cost a thing. I learned that from American Idol host Jennifer Lopez.
Don't need money.
Don't need money.
Don't need fame.
Don't need fame.
You don't need a credit cards? I'm almost certain.
Where are we at on credit cards?
You can ride this train without any form of credit or debit card.
Incidentally, a credit or debit card is a perfect way to donate to Maximum Fund. If you just want to go ahead to MaximumFund.org/donate right now, you can just get it.
I want to throw out, just in case this wasn't implied, you should wait at least 12 hours.
Before donating?
No, before calling. If you get her number, okay. Do not call her on the way home. Like,
yeah, that's weird. Hey, listen.
Excitement is one thing. Stalker is another.
Let's make this more relevant for the now generation.
Today. You don't tweet them.
It's Facebook. What's the ruling on Facebook sending a Facebook friend request? Because I always feel weird. Like, no. I'll meet somebody and be like, you seem like a cool person I can be friends with. But if I Facebook them as soon as I get home, I'm going to seem like a fucking weirdo that was like, I can't wait to put you in my collection.
Here's what you need to be aware. If she's giving you her number and then you Facebook friend request her, you're taking a step back. You've already got the number. You need to move forward. Also, you shouldn't text her until you call her first.
And if you do tweet, make sure you remove the location, especially if it is in her bushes. That's really important. Where is this coming from? This tweet is coming from my bushes outside.
This tweet is coming from inside the house.
It's coming from inside the house. He's tweeting.
Is that a Marcus-shaped topiary? Nope.
Nope.
Marcus is in my bushes.
It's just Big M. Stalking again. Lately, I've noticed something. My girlfriend's unable to keep quiet when we're trying to indulge in any sort of recorded media. Even when it's something we're both interested in, movies, podcasts, TV shows, etc., I can count on it being interrupted by a story that lasts forever. I'm the kind of guy that likes to catch every second of what I'm watching or listening to. I've given up listening to your show when we're together because I'll hear an explosion of laughter from Travis and have no idea what I just missed. That's what I said. That's what he typed, I swear. What's the most polite way to say, shut up? Talked out in Toronto. Hey, dog, there's not. you just got to pick and choose your media, my friend.
If you want to end your relationship real quick, the best thing to do is, as soon as she starts talking, pause whatever you're listening to or watching, let go of a deep sigh, and turn towards her and go, no, please go on.
Oh, God. That's brutal.
That is really brutal. Yeah, that will pretty much...
You could also end that relationship right quick just by saying, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up.
Niet, niet, niet. Yet. Just keep saying that until she stops. She'll get the message. I think the best way to deal with this is to, before you indulge in the recorded media, talk her out. Just let her get it all out. Let her hear about everything that's been going on in your life, in her life, so she feels that, like, sated. Like, she's obviously got a need to connect with you. And you know what? There are some shows that you can be sort of understanding about this with. Like, Sydney and I have shows that we watch, but there are other shows that we like to watch just because it kind of starts conversations and you can talk, you know, like, we don't sit there mum while we watch
I'm the best sister wife there is.
Yeah. Ezekiel's next top sister wife.
All agree that Robin is the clear winner this season.
Yeah, she is. She's a beautiful, homely, strong woman.
It's Omarosa.
She's back on TV.
She is on everything.
Man, I love New York, and she is doing a great job on Ezekiel's next top sister wife.
I'm going to give you some Zen advice.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. In this modern age of technology, that's what TiVo is for. It's what pause and stop buttons are for. And, like, there is nothing in this world that's so important that you need to tell her to shut up. Except. You can rewatch something. You can catch a rerun of it. You can listen to it again. Or if it's a podcast, you could delete it and then download it again just several times until you get your fill of it.
Just keep deleting and downloading our podcast. Because yeah. That's good for our numbers, and it's good for your love life.
Well, it's good for our numbers, at
Do
least.
You think that she talked during the finale of Lost? Because fuck that noise.
Oh, yeah. Then you throw her out a window.
Yeah, yeah. It's got to have limits. Like,
hey, where's Debbie? Oh, Debbie? I threw her out a window.
She talked during the finale of Lost, and I threw her out a window.
No
court. We live on the first floor, but she still went away. Cause
no court will convict you for that crime. There's not a court in America, not a court in the land. That would bust you for that. Griffin, I need a Yahoo answer. It's pretty
sure,
important.
Let me see if I can do something for you in that department.
Okay.
This one was sent in by R. Gayheart. Thank you, R. Gayheart. It's by Yahoo Answers user Alexis, who asks, what should I call my boyfriend? My boyfriend and I joke around and call each other by fun pet names like Chump and Punk. What are some names I could call him, or what have you called boyfriends or girlfriends? I usually call my girlfriends Chump or Punk, so I'm fresh out of solutions.
You could combine it and just call him Chunk.
Yeah, or Pump.
Sydney and Sydney is on Commandant. Is that normal? Is that okay?
This is my girlfriend. Lord. This is my girlfriend Chunk Pump. I love her very much.
She's very sweet. This is my girlfriend the Captain. I really love her very much. She's a real sweetheart.
Chunk Pump makes me think of, like, the old-timey way that pioneers used to get cream corn up out of the ground.
Got a deep vein here. This is a nice vein.
It's rich. Whew. Let me get out my creamed corn dowsing machine.
It's made of cream corn. Why wouldn't it be?
Hold a scoop of cream corn in my left hand, and it leads me home.
More cream corn.
I think we can find some elucidation in the answers that have been provided.
Oh, good. Okay. Good.
Yahoo Answers user PB responded, names I've called him: Sap, Sweet Sweet Boy, his middle name Dumbo, Loser, L.
His middle name Dumbo? Reginald Dumbo Bevins.
Killer.
Yeah.
Cop Boy, or his occupation - boy.
Cop
Unemployed boy?
Boy.
Hey, Cop Boy.
Hey, Count Boy, get over here and have some sex.
Taco Bell cashier boy, I need Cutie. Nuts. Wiener. Tiger. Slug. Sloth.
Hey, Wiener Tiger.
Penis.
Hey, Slug Cop Boy.
Hey, Sluggo, come on over here.
You with this? Names he has called me. Baby. My initials, PB. Lover.
Restraining order.
Lover. Baby Dolly. Blonde Dumbo. Oh.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey, Blonde Dumbo!
Hey, Blonde Dumbo over here!
You fly over here with your big ears!
The zebra cake ain't gonna open itself!
Angel. Goody. Kitty, as in here, kitty, kitty.
You had to clarify that one?
Gross.
And my favorite, darling.
I'm pretty sure that your boyfriend likes you more than you like him.
Answer.
You basically call your boyfriend.
So many in the answers. I'm not going to say who gave
the
them.
Worst. Just the worst things you can come up with. Punk Chunk, Punkin' Chunkin', and he seems really into you. Except for Blonde Dumbo, it seems a little out of line.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah. Anastasia responded, "Mr. Sweetie Poo, lovey Snookums." Cuddlykins, Huggy Bear, Love Muffin, Snuggly Pie, Boo Boo Bear, Bonbon Sugar Lips.
Hi, I'm Bonbon Sugar Lips. I'm Professor Bonbon Sugar Lips.
I'm Bonbon Sugar Lips.
The next thing is the best thing I've ever read. Badoodly Kitten.
What? What? Badoodly Kitten?
Say that one more time.
Badoodly Kitten.
Can I get one more? Just take me to the bridge.
A Badoodly Kitten. That would be B apostrophe D oodly kitten. I didn't know that we could just, like, say sounds and, like, mash them together. Like, Braquanja. Like, Braquanja? Like, that's...
Badoodlikin.
Badoodlikin.
Kissy kissy sweetheart. Love and lovey poo. Hey. Sexy sexy yum yum cupcake.
Badoodly kitten.
Badoodly kitten. Sweetie kiss.
These are starting to sound like the names of like really bad Japanese anime. Sweetie yum yum cakes.
It was sexy yum yum cupcake. Which
excuse me.
Probably sounds
excuse me. Pardon me. Yeah, that's it. Badood Sweetie Pie Cutie Cake was your last girlfriend. I know what you've been doing behind my back. Don't you confuse me with her. I'm not your badoodly cake anymore.
I don't think I've ever been in any relationship where I had nor distributed pet names.
Really?
I don't think you should have more than, like, two. Then it just becomes, like, a game and kind of stupid.
A little stupid.
Justin, you sounded surprised by my assertion. Do you and your wife have...
Well, I think employing pet names is fine. I think assigning them is probably a little much.
I mean, what's the...
As I'm sitting here having a memento sort of flashback moment, I'm realizing that my wife has, to my knowledge, never employed a pet name when speaking of me. So maybe I'm off base, or maybe this is a one-sided type thing.
But you have one for her? Are you going to keep it secret, like a power word?
I don't have, like, a specific pet name for her.
You yell down various, the stairs at her. What?
I don't know, just... Honey or sweetie, you know, different malleable nouns. Like, I'll just swap one of those in. It doesn't really matter.
Here's an action item. For this week, I want you to only refer to your wife by one of the names I've mentioned in this line of questioning.
May I recommend Badoodly Kitten?
Badoodly Kitten. Maybe Kissy Kissy Sweetheart. I think it's going to work
sexy
out really well.
Sexy Yum Yum Cupcake.
No, that's my last girlfriend. So, you know, we've been having a lot of fun here, and I know that when I am having a lot of fun, what I always think is, I wish I could pay for this. Well, the good news is, you can. This is pledge week for maximum fun, and we wanted to go over some of the other donation levels, but I wanted to thank you in advance, and just record, if you haven't donated yet, just go ahead and skip this and then come on back. But thank you in advance for donating, because it's not just for us. We're part of a family here, and we use this money for a lot of really cool stuff. We're going to use it for, it goes to meetups is something that your money goes towards, helping us get together with you guys. It goes to, like we've said before, to hosting fees, to pay artists who help create stuff with us. And
things like merchandise.
Merchandise, you know. Yeah. It's a really positive way to spend your money, because what Maximum Fun puts into the world is goodness.
Mm-hmm. It's unadulterated joy. Is
just pleasure. You're donating to the creation of pleasure. And if there's a finer way to spend your money, I haven't heard about it.
And if there's a finer level for you to donate at than $35 per month,
There are many higher levels.
These rewards, I mean, there are. But
there are. But
the rewards for $35 per month is...
Griffin, hit me with it.
I feel like I'm in some sort of dream state. Like, I've been in a dream state since I first saw it, because it's too incredible to be real.
Judge John Hodgman's post-apocalyptic Justice Squad. Friend of the show, John Hodgman.
I feel like I need to make that sound.
Yeah, can you make it one more time? I might have stepped on a little bit. Awesome. So what do you get?
You get Judge John Hodgman's and Maximum Fun's completely collectible, completely proprietary nerd emergency kit.
What's in an emergency kit, he asked.
That felt good to say.
Yeah, did it?
I would say the centerpiece, the cornucopia in the middle of your Thanksgiving dinner table, is an Eaton self-powered AM/FM weather radio with flashlight, a solar USB power station for your phone, and that's it. I kept adding on to that sentence like there was something else on it. But how much more shit do you need? It's a radio that gets AM, FM, and weather band. It charges both solarly and with a crank. It has a flashlight on it and a USB power station for your phone. If Earth's shit gets fucked, like in 2012, if we experience a 2012 scenario, everyone who doesn't donate $35 per month is going to die on Earth. I'm sorry. $10 and $20 and $2 and $5, like, you guys are great. Good job. Thanks for all that. But you're fucking dead. You're fucking
dead. You're in heaven. You're in heaven. You're dead. You did go to heaven, though. Unlike the people who paid nothing who went to hell.
Yeah.
That's just religion 101.
$2, yeah. $5, $10, $20, heaven. $35. It's awesome. Don't even fret about heaven or hell yet, because you got a long, long time left to live, because you have this sweet-ass emergency kit that will keep you alive forever.
Until the vegetables die out. Then it's like, and every man for himself.
Another awesome thing about that radio is it comes with the Red Cross logo emblazoned across it, because every portion of what you donate goes to help the Red Cross in, those catastrophe countries.
To joy, both here and abroad.
The Maximum Fun USB drive is also in there. You're going to get a really cool book called Role Models by Mr. John Waters.
He was very, very kind to let us include this book in the Nerd Emergency Kit.
Okay. We're not even done yet. This is the craziest thing. You ready?
This is what I'm really excited about. Oh.
There's a credit card survival tool that's a can opener, knife edge, screwdriver ruler, cap opener, four-position wrench, butterfly wrench, saw blade, direction, ancillary indication, and a lanyard hole.
You get a saw braid and a saw blade.
Yeah, both of those things are in it. Pad of graph paper? Sure. A mechanical pencil? Why wouldn't you? White surgical tape? Don't mind if I do.
Wait, what would that be for? 20-sided
die? What?
What's the white surgical tape?
For taping up your glasses.
This is the best kit ever.
20-sided die? Sure, let's have some fun. It's the apocalypse.
I heard that 20-sided die only rolls 20s.
Fat
20s. Nothing but critical hits for you and your friends.
Dinosaur Band-Aids, astronaut ice cream, powdered Tang. And you're going to get the Eco Bags tote bag and the access to all the shows.
And the stickers and the membership.
Holy shit, guys. $35 a month. I feel like you should include extra money in there just for how great that is.
This year alone, I have bought piecemeal an Eaton self-powered AM/FM weatherband radio with all that chargey shit, and a USB drive, and that book, and that tool, and some paper, and a mechanical pencil, and white surgical tape, and a 20-sided die, and dinosaur band-aids, and astronaut ice cream, and powdered Tang. You know how much it cost me altogether?
How much?
$400,000.
Griffin is so deeply in debt, and there's only one way to get him out, and that's to go to MaximumFun.org/donate.
You can't argue the value of this fucking Nerd Emergency Kit. It will blow your face off with value.
And pledge right now. Do not hesitate, because we need it now. Griffin's so broke. They're coming for him.
So broke.
Why did he buy so many astronaut ice creams? That's the question.
Also, this is worth mentioning. For the first year, Maximum Fun has switched its donation method off PayPal. Because PayPal had a snoot so deep in the tiller. PayPal was cutting a significant amount of money out of your donations. Not no mo. We have a new donation system, so I think it's basically 99.99% of all the money you donate goes to Maximum Fun and goes to supporting great shows like us and Jordan Jesse Go and Judge John Hodgman and Stop Podcasting Yourself and Sound of Young America. Just, you know, We need your help to stay alive, because you guys are the only source of revenue that the Maximum Fun Network has. So please help.
That's not true.
Well, but you're 99.99%.
Again with these numbers that I think you're just making.
Also, there are challenge donors, which are people who have agreed to donate a certain amount of money for every new donor that Maximum Fun gets. So your donation is basically a double donation. The final tally for challenge
donations.
It's $5.66.5.
I'm going to meet that guy who donated 1.5 cents, and I'm going to high-five him someday.
He's the coolest guy ever. So for every donation, your donation also nets Maximum Fun an additional $5.66.5. So there's double incentive for you to give. So go donate, because you're going to feel so great, and we're going to feel so great, because we can keep growing and keep expanding and keep this show floating.
keep bringing you joy, pleasure, I would say.
We want to please you. We want to touch your deepest pleasure centers.
Let us up in that pleasure center, if you don't mind. Listen, guys, I have trouble waking up in the morning, but especially on weekends. Recently, I woke up at 9, which is when my alarm was set, and went back to sleep. I woke up later at 3 in the afternoon, meaning a good portion of my day was already gone. Oh, man.
Wow.
That sucks. I don't really have this problem on weekdays when I have school, but it happens nearly every Saturday and Sunday. What can I do to help myself wake up earlier?
I have a suggestion.
What?
Get in, like, a really bad car accident.
Okay.
Or fall down a manhole, or almost drown, or get in, like, a plane that almost crashes. You got to come face-to-face with your own mortality, Neil. And only then will you realize how precious every second you spend on this earth is.
Wow. Griffin, that's beautiful. Griffin. Just like the movie Fearless. If Fearless was a podcast, it would be My Brother, My Brother, and
Me. You have two options. You come face-to-face with your own mortality, or you buy one of those CD players that will start playing a certain track at a certain time, and just just reach into your bag of Black Eyed Peas CDs and put in any one that you want, because there is not a track on there that won't wake you up.
Boom, boom, boom. Okay, well, you skewed boom, off boom, there.
Boom. Yeah, I thought you were really on point, boom. And then that happened.
They keep copping my swagger. Like, oops, I'm awake.
Neil, I'm worried about you, because waking up at 9 and then falling back asleep and accidentally sleeping for another 6 hours.
That's a whole sleep. You sleep
twice.
You had
a whole nother night's sleep. What time did you go to bed? Did you go to sleep at 8:30 and wake up at 9 and then sleep for another 6 hours?
Hi, I'm Coma Neil. I don't know if we've met, but I go into coma sometimes. Maybe you should just get up and go to school. I mean, yeah. I know it's Saturday, but just go to your school and sit there. I mean, you'll be up at least. I bet you'll meet some interesting people.
You know what I do? Because I really like snoozing. But what I do is, as soon as my alarm goes off, don't even think about it. Just sit straight up in bed. Like, because if you lay there for a minute and, like, let the alarm go and think about it, you're going to talk yourself into hitting the snooze button or turn off the alarm. But if you just, like, spring up out of bed, you're up. Like, you're good. Just get going.
Another good one is to put your alarm clock on the other side of the room. Don't put it right next to you. Put it on the other side of the room, because then you're up and out of bed.
Well, maybe,
and once you're out of bed, half the battle's already won.
Maybe Neil's got a tiny Chicago bedroom where it's impossible to put your alarm clock at a place you can't reach while supine.
Well, then, if you have a phone and an alarm clock, set your alarm clock and then set the alarm on your phone for 1 minute later.
And then tape them both to the ceiling.
And then put them in your roommate's room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still say, Neil, guess what? You're going to die. Hey, Neil, you're going to die. It might today, might be tomorrow. It might... No, it's probably today or tomorrow.
Yeah, it's definitely this weekend. I'd get out there.
Every second counts. 127 hours. Every second counts.
Shatner says, start living like you're going to die because you're gonna.
Boom.
So think about it. That's what Shatner says. That's from Bill Shatner, founder of the Black Eyed Peas.
I got a feeling that... Tonight, you're going to be dead.
Yeah, I got a feeling you're dying tonight. Griffin, Yahoo Answers, I need a taste. I need a sliver. I need a slice. I need a chunk.
Okay, I have something. It's not a Yahoo Answer. I'm flipping the script right on its ear.
Whoa.
I mean, we're on the topic of death, which is serious. And you know, it's hard to deal with.
But sexy.
It is kind of sexy, but it's hard to wrap the old noodle around.
Ooh, yeah.
So, this topic, I guess is the best thing to call it, was sent in by Uber Anthony. Thanks, Uber Anthony. It's an E. Howe article, which I'm sure you all know is the world's leading source of information. It's by E. Howe contributor Nancy Hendrickson, who has penned an article, a helpful article, titled How to Talk to Dead People in Dreams.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
The difficulty of this article is moderately challenging, which is, if you're looking for an easier nighttime activity, maybe go find something else, because this is moderately challenging.
This is not like a relaxing way.
This isn't your stroll through the park talking to dead people. This is like really getting in there and getting it.
thanks to the popularity of psychics such as John Edwards and Lisa Williams, more and more people are interested in communicating with the dead. You can spend years in training to become as accomplished as professionals, or you can use your own dreams as a way of communicating with loved ones who are no longer on the earth plane.
The earth plane, got it.
Prepare your sleep space to begin your quest to communicate with the dead via dreams. Your bedroom should be dark and without the possibility of interruption.
Wait. You mean before I go to sleep, it should be dark and shouldn't be interrupted?
Yeah.
Go on. I'm okay. Listening.
Hey, Tommy, what you doing? Hey!
Fuck, I'm trying to talk to my peeps. Please leave me. Let me be.
Play relaxing meditation music if it helps you relax quickly into a dream state. If you choose to play music, be certain that the music has no dramatic spikes in sound or intensity, as these may wake you up.
We suggest Black Eyed Peas.
Play Black Eyed Peas backwards and you'll fall right asleep.
See, I used to listen to the soundtrack to Carl Sagan's Cosmos, but I can't do it anymore because once it gets to Mars, it's like, oh, shit, like I'm up now.
Nope. Got him up.
I was talking to Peepums about the Great War. Place a dream journal, pen, and nightlight next to your bed. Date the journal entry and create a list of questions or topics you hope to discuss in your dream. The purpose of this exercise is simply to set your intent, the intent being clear communication with a specific person who has passed from the living to the world of spirit.
Oh, God.
Is spirit an acronym for something? The way you said it made it sound like it's like S dot. P dot I dot R dot I dot.
Super pathetic, internal, REM cycle, inside, Timothy. It's inside Timothy. You have to be inside Timothy for this exercise.
I'm a member of Spirit.
Maybe you were the world's most prolific crime fighting team / dead people talker tours.
This is my boss, your peepos.
This step is so important. Say a simple prayer of protection before drifting off to sleep and ask the person with whom you wish to communicate to appear in your dreams. Be open to receiving communications in varying ways. For example, your dream may be filled with a conversation with a dead person, or the dream may be filled with images, colors, or symbols.
I had this dream where I ate a giant sandwich. What do you think Hitler was trying to tell me?
It was very colorful, the sandwich, and symbolic in a way.
Yeah.
As an example, the dead person may say to you, "I can't get through to your mother. She isn't picking up the phone." Oh, so, hold on. Let me try that again.
Could you try her for me? Maybe send her a text.
Let me try again.
You tried Earth phone?
As an example, the dead person may say to you, "I can't get through to your mother. She isn't picking up the phone." Obviously, there is no spirit phone. You dumb fuck.
You dumb shit.
Hey, dummy.
This extends?
But it's the dead person's way of saying that they're coming to you because the other person isn't open to communicating with the dead.
And rather than say that, they brought up the complicated idea of a phone.
Travis, listen. There's imagery, there's colors, and there's symbols. The spirit phone is a symbol.
Your moms don't talk to ghosts. Tell your moms to talk to ghosts more.
Tell your mom to stop being such a prudish bitch. I'm trying to get your noodle.
If I have a dream in which I'm in Pee-wee's Playhouse and all of the talking furniture sounds like Charles Nelson Reilly,
yep.
What's going on?
Goes to Charles Nelson Reilly.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is he still alive?
He's trapped at Paul Reubens' house. He's buried underneath Paul Reubens' house.
Paul Reubens killed Charles Nelson Reilly.
Everybody knows
buried him in the cellar.
Yeah. And now he makes the corpse of Charles Nelson Reilly watch him eat dinner. It's really weird. It's a really weird arrangement they have.
Mystery solved.
Mystery solved. It would have gotten away with it too if it weren't for us meddling kids.
Guys, listen.
No, I don't think Paul Reubens killed Charles Nelson Reilly.
He probably did.
Not yet.
Not yet.
Is that libel? I can never tell.
No.
I just said he didn't. It's cool.
It's only if you say, it's only if you express doubt in your assertion, is it not libel? So I'm going to say with 100% certainty that Paul Reubens killed Charles Nelson Reilly. that's definitely true. I believe it, and I have facts to back it up.
That's the law.
Listen, give yourself the opportunity to develop this new communication vehicle. As they say, Rome wasn't built in a day. Like all new things, communicating with the dead in dreams takes practice.
You don't believe it? Ask Julius Caesar.
Hey, how do you get to Carnegie Hall?
Practice. Dead people.
Practice. Talk to dead Mozart. He'll give you tips. He'll give you pro tips. I'm going to try this tonight. I don't know about you guys, but I'm ready to start developing this communication vehicle.
If you, I'm already doing it every night, but it is yet to work out for me.
Who you talking? Who you chatting up in the dream space?
Oh, Rock Hudson.
Really?
Yeah. I asked him if he had any other secrets. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. You know who I talked to is Betty White. Now, stay with me. She's actually been a hologram for the past couple
Holy
years.
Holy shit!
Yeah, I know.
I always knew it. Because human beings can't be that sexy.
She can't. Here's a fact. This is a stone fact. If you search for eHow moderately challenging to try to find other tasks that are of the same difficulty level, here are the top three. How to become a journalist.
Yep.
How to become a screenplay consultant. And how to overcome an octopus phobia. those are the top three.
But aren't those three things basically the same?
I ran a screenplay about the news story about how I overcame my fear of octopi.
Guys, octopods. Listen, I'm a journalist. That's my job. I can talk to dead people in dreams, and I know a shit ton about screenplays and their submission. I am scared fuckless of cephalopods. Get them out of here!
Can't overcome it. You'd think my skill level of moderately challenging would enable me to overcome that, but
I can't even play with Nerf guns because those suction tips remind me of the cold, slimy feelers of a cephalopod that just wants to drag me down to the briny deep.
Man, eHow. Maybe that's a new vein for us to tap. I don't know.
Maybe.
Everybody keep your eyes out on that. I have a problem when it comes to girls. It seems I lose interest after I get a girl to like me. It's almost as if I'm addicted to the thrill of the chase. This really sucks because I've missed out on being with some really nice girls. Any advice? That's from Forum Spring. You're gay. No, wait. Hold on. Now, wait. What if he's gay? What if he just likes winning girls over, and then he realizes, like, I'm not that into it because I'm a little... I'm kind of gay. Maybe... Is that possible?
I think it's... I mean, anything's possible in this big blue
world. I'm fucking
world.
Storyboarding this one, Griffin. I'm just asking if it's possible.
I think you're waterboarding this one.
I've known guys like you, Chase. Is that his name?
Yeah.
And that is now.
Yeah.
Chase is actually what he was doing. The thrill of... but if we can just call him Chase...
Okay. No, and then he could refer to himself as the thrill of the chase.
Lady, are you really ready to experience the thrill of the chase for the next good. 3 to 4 days of your life?
We have to have at least one listener named Chase, and if that's your name, congratulations, we just gave you the best pickup line ever.
Yeah.
I would say that anyone who, like, the way you describe this whole situation, granted it's 3 short sentences, but you say, like, you missed out on being with some really nice girls, and you're just interested in the thrill of the chase. It doesn't sound like you're really interested in these girls. You're interested in their interest in you. So maybe you need to slow your roll and be a little bit more choosy about the women that you pursue, and not just, you know, go for...
Yeah, I think that maybe you need to take a break from that whole situation. Like, maybe you need to take a break from...
Chase, listen. Come kick it with me in my lady siesta.
Now, there's definitely a point at which that sort of falls off. You think, like, okay, I'm not going to do that anymore.
Yeah,
you
sure. Know? Your lady siesta turns into, like, a...
Lady coma.
Lady coma.
A lady shipwrecked, marooned on an island by herself with no survival skills and no hatchet with which to fashion your... Man, you guys remember that book, Hatchet?
I feel like you're changing the subject, but
you guys
but
ever
yes.
read Hatchet by, what's his name, Paul Rubens?
Rubens.
Hatchet, the story of how I chopped up Charles Nelson Riley.
An erotic adventure. A Goosebumps classic.
He actually used a credit card survival tool to chop up all the Gary Paulson.
But you know what?
Was his name.
He's a donor, so he's still going to heaven.
Yep.
So basically, Paul Rubens killed Charles Nelson. Is that the supposition we're working under?
Yep. It's not a supposition. It's a 100% stone cold fact.
Oh, because the libel worry. I gotcha. Listen, we've had a lot of fun here today.
You always start them with that.
What?
I mean, people know how much fun they're having.
I find I don't really enjoy things unless people tell me that I'm enjoying them.
You're having a great time right now.
That's how I learned how to eat kale. People just told me, like, this is delicious. And I eventually bought it because I'm a sucker that way. Hey, and if you're a sucker, why not give us some of your money? Now, we've talked to you about the amazing $35 donation level for Maximum Fun. You're helping all these great shows, and you're helping us out. What we haven't really hit home yet, and it's what I really want to hit home this break, is that we need you guys for us to look good. We need you to donate and tell them that you're a Max Fun, you're an MBMBAM listener, because we want to bring you guys into the fold. We want our new overlords, our new family, to think that we're a valuable contributing member of the team. So we need you.
Listen,
we're relying on you.
This is our first year on Maximum Fun. It's also Judge John Hodgman's first year on Maximum Fun, and he's like wicked famous. He was on Battlestar Galactica. I don't know if you guys know that. He was kind of on Battlestar Galactica, and you know,
I wasn't.
I don't know if you guys were. I have seen Battlestar
Galactica. I was, but they cut the scene.
That's too bad, this fucking industry, man.
Man,
I know. You.
Anyway.
Casting couch, right?
It's both our first years. The pressure's kind of high for both of us.
We need to crush him.
We want to take him apart. He was super nice and gave us a question.
A real sweetheart.
He was a real sweetheart and gave us a question for our Donors Only episode. But we want to destroy
him. We want to destroy him.
Yeah, we want to disembowel him.
We want to make him tear up.
Now, if you want to make it like, if you want to make it count, if you want to go deep, you want to say, like, I want to crush John Hodgman in an authoritative way, not like in that the wimpy way that some of these other people. You can get hectic on it. We have three other donation levels. For $50 a month, you're going to be part of the Thorne Family Blondie Brigade. Okay, Jesse and Teresa Thorne, sweethearts, future parents, will bake you a homemade batch of their signature blondies and FedEx them to your door.
Oh,
what?
Can you imagine how delicious that tastes? You know, it tastes like generosity.
Maybe throw them in the microwave first to get them soft and moist again. Or are these... I've heard tell of the Thorns' cooking prowess. Do you think they've discovered some sort of ever-gooey... Some sort of ever-gooey, you know, formula? I think
they probably just don't call them ever-gooey blondies because it's the worst. The grossest thing you could say, but you're also going to get the Nerd Emergency Kit, which is amazing, as we've already covered. You're going to get a USB drive with all our shows. You're going to get the Eton self-powered AM/FM weather radio that's part of that Nerd Emergency Kit. You're going to get Role Models by John Waters. You're going to get an EcoBags tote bag with a My Brother, and Me. Really cool art emblazoned on it. It's probably at MaximumFun.org right now if you want to go look at it, and we'll tweet it and stuff like that. But it's a great Justin Russo design. He really outdid himself.
It's also worth mentioning that these blondies, they have a half-life of 65 years. So they're gonna go with you into the apocalypse with the Nerd Emergency Kit, and they're rich in nutrients and flavors, so they'll sustain you
and also money. You can be one of Jesse's Golden Eagles for $100 a month. That will net you all the things we've talked about before, plus homemade blondie delivery, Nerd Emergency Kit, Max Fun Drive, tote bag, Max Fun Pack with the stickers, exclusive access to all these episodes, and an invitation to the Max Fun Dinner, which is a special dinner the night before Max Fun Con with staff, performers, and friends of Max Fun Con. If you can't make it, Jesse will personally take you to lunch when you're in L.A., so go to LA. Jesse will take you to lunch. It'll be a lot of fun. For $200 a month, that's the biggie. That's the big guy. Jordan's Platinum Angels. Free registration at the next Max Fun Con.
God damn.
Oof.
Yep.
Come to the dinner. Gonna get the blondies, an emergency kit, USB drive tote bag, Max Fun Pack, exclusive episode to all the podcasts. I know that not everybody is gonna be able to give $200 a month. Like, I wish I had $200 a month to donate. I don't. But if you have been with us over this past year, you've enjoyed the show and you're looking for a way to support us in what we're doing and support some of the Great Max Fun shows, think if you can't do, you know, you can't maybe do $200, maybe you can do 50, maybe you can do 35 and get that amazing Nerd Emergency kit, $20 a month, you know, the Diamond Friendship Circle. Just think about what the kind of entertainment you're getting from our show and the other shows and what it's been worth to you.
Justin, may I say something?
No. Yes.
Okay. People.
Oh,
people.
Shit.
Uh-oh.
Shit's about to get real.
This is going to be real.
I'm going to be straight up with you. I can't lie. I love you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, whoa. There it is. I said it. I love you.
Are you in love with them?
And if you... I may be. They're pretty wonderful people.
Too soon to tell.
And as I look out upon you people imaginarily in front of me, I see some beautiful faces out there. I see some average faces, but no ugly faces. So good work. And I would like to look each one of you in the eye in my imagination and say, the bills come due.
Some of this money goes to pay the staff of Maximum Fun, which does include your friends at my brother and me. Last night, I put on a suit,
okay,
and I went and ate a steak.
Ooh.
And I brought a flask of whiskey and poured out half of my Diet Coke and filled the rest up with whiskey.
This sounds like a classy evening. What could you possibly...
And went and saw Drive Angry 3D.
Oh.
Like, that's what I do with my money. You don't want to support that? Fuck you.
Justin, I think you meant to say Drive Angry shot in 3D.
Drive Angry, comma, shot in 3D. That's what we're doing with your... And I need your cash to do that. It doesn't pay... Nicolas Cage doesn't pay himself. This is an ecosystem you're supporting here. It's not just me. It's not just about us. It's about the family.
Do you know how much it costs to maintain my collection of baby ducks?
Why would you...
Jesus Christ.
He has to kill them, first of all, when they turn one.
Yeah.
Thanks.
That's what I'm saying. And then to replenish, yeah, like, it's a constant stream of baby ducks and baby duck corpses out one door. It's terrible.
I'm going to tell you the most exciting part.
Ooh.
If you flash your Maximum Fun membership card at any of us, that comes in the Max Fun pack, that is at any donation level, you are owed a hug from any of the three of us, all three of us, however you want to break it down.
We'll give you a hug.
If we're all three there, yeah, we can do like a triangle hug if all three of us are present.
Yeah.
There's no touching. We cover you in our energies.
Yeah. Just get our energy. Get our chakras up in you. But if you flash your card, we will give you a hug.
The best fucking
hug. Also, you earn the right, like the massive, massive Twitter bragging rights. You get to go on Twitter and lord it over every other My Brother and Me fan that you have donated and they have not.
Make sure you do. Make sure you flaunt it, because we want to know who the real heroes are, the real special people. And I'm sure we'll be retweeting those as people donate and helping to spread the word there. And if you know a buddy hasn't donated, get on them. Say, hey, jerk.
Hey, dummy.
Jerkwad. Hey, stupid.
Hey, chunk pump.
Hey, chunk pump. How about putting up some dough? Just go to MaximumFun.org right now. Don't wait.
/donate.
And pledge. Pledge what you can. And you have no idea how much we appreciate it. It really means a lot to us. And you're going to get some really cool gifts. I actually asked Jesse if it's okay if it's weird if I donate, because I want the post-apocalyptic Justice Squad kit. What's so bad? And I want to try his blondies. What's so weird about that? There's nothing weird about it. I mean, when I said it,
I want a membership card so that I can finally get a hug from my brothers.
One more thing. One of the coolest parts about us joining Maximum Fun, or for me, one of the coolest things that happened was when we joined up, and a lot of people in the Maximum Fun community said, "This is so awesome." Because I already listened to this show before I joined the Maximum Fun, and this is just kind of a reaffirmation that the Maximum Fun knows what I like, knows how I do. And to those people and the people who are already Maximum Fun donors, like, thank you a fuck ton. Thank you so very, very much. Maybe you want to bump it up this year. I've seen a few people on the forums talking about, you know, kicking it up to notches unknown. Well, I guess the notches are pretty well established. But
yeah,
if you want to do that, that would be, you know, absolutely incredible, because our family is getting bigger. You know, we got more responsibilities, yeah, both figuratively
Yeah, all you got to do, we can wait. We won't be funny for the next 30 seconds. As you go to MaximumFun.org, that's the site, MaximumFun.org, and click, you see a button there that says donate. Or you can just skip it, skip the rigmarole, go to MaximumFun.org/donate, and make sure you tell them we sent you. And seriously, it means so much to us. Also, if you have an old donation in the PayPal system, go to that page too, so you can get a new, you know, get on this new system and email Teresa at MaximumFun.org, and she can get rid of your old subscription.
And email PayPal a picture of you just farting out of your butthole. And say, this is you. Yeah, have an arrow pointing to your fart and have it say, this is you, PayPal, because PayPal is a fart.
You're really turning this from like a pledge show into like an anti PayPal show, I feel like.
PayPal banned my account, and that's true. PayPal once banned my account because I bought some Pokemon cards.
Oh, good.
Oh, no, I'm sorry. I sold some Pokemon cards, and I didn't pay, like, the eBay fee or whatever, because that's some bullshit. I'm not going to pay eBay to sell my shit. And they shut my account right down. There's a hologram Blastoise in there.
I'm just letting you go. I'm giving you
I had a holofoil Blastoise.
Blastoise.
Listen, all my Pokemon cards are gone. I need a new source of income. Please donate.
Hey, guys. I live in New England with my super hot wife. I was just offered a great job in Southern California. SoCal. He doesn't say that. I said that. But my wife needs to stay here in New England to finish 2 more years of law school. We think we're going to do the long distance thing until she can join me out west. We'll have the means to fly back and forth for school between breaks and vacays, so it doesn't seem like it'll be that bad. Even so, most people tell us we're making a mistake. We're in our late 20s. We've been married for about 8 months. Is this a very terrible idea, Tim?
Is it fucked up that, like, in my mind, there's no such thing as a long-distance married relationship? That seems
like it's just married.
Yeah, you're just, like, married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that this is totally doable. I mean, it's totally workable. Is it a mistake? I mean, it will probably be a stress on your relationship.
Like, yeah,
I don't
it's going to suck. Question.
It's going to suck, yeah.
But it doesn't sound like it's really like a choice. She's in law school and you got offered a job. It's not like one of you was like, I'm going to go check out what it's like on the other coast. Like, you're in a situation in life that dictates that you may need to be apart for a little while. You're eventually going to be back together, so it's not like a permanent sucky thing. You just got to put up with it for a year or two.
There is a problem.
And
have you seen the ladies in Southern California? Have you seen those SoCal honeys? Those SoCal shawties?
They all look like Katy Perry.
All of them look like Katy Perry. It's like an Invasion of the Body Snatchers thing going on down there.
Yeah, it's weird.
Have I been to Southern California? That's like LA, right? Is that Southern California? Does that count?
Fundamentally, yeah.
Just so many shawties. I've watched a lot of OC. A lot of banging beauties. A lot of Bill
Too much OC, some people would say.
Tim has a rock-solid will. I think he's going to be all right.
Can I tell you guys the truth?
What's
can
that?
I disagree with you guys? I'm going to disagree with you guys. And this is me stepping away from Justin giving you advice for what's best for your life. And this is just my honest, like, from the heart, this is the case. I don't think you should move away from your wife for 2 years. I mean, I understand your career, and I understand that I understand that that's important. And maybe this is like a once in a lifetime opportunity, and it's totally worth this. But you've been married for 8 months, and these first couple of years are some of the best, like, in terms of learning about each other and kind of forging your relationship and growing as a couple, and you're gonna miss out on those. I mean, you're gonna miss out on some stuff, and maybe this job is like so worth it, and you know you need to do it. It's like going to America from the old country to try to build a life for your family. If this is that sort of situation, and this is a question of necessity, I get it. But
if you're on the run from religious persecution,
yeah, exactly. Then yeah, so, sure, I get it.
He wants Justin, to be. It sounds like you're saying the answer to this question is it's time to do a lot of soul searching.
Yeah, I really think, and I'm not saying like, so you guys should break up like that because you're married and that's not really an option. But
I mean,
really think about why you're not in my religion, Griffin. I really think about why you're doing it because you love this girl and you guys just got married and you are. And I'm not saying it's going to jeopardize your relationship. I'm just saying you're going to miss out a lot on a lot. And I know with technology and stuff, it can be very tempting to say, well, you know, we'll Skype every night. And
I'll just tweet
at her. And that's probably true. I'll get at her on Formspring, ask her anonymous questions about what she did that day. But I don't know. Really think about it, Tim. I think you'll make it. But you love this girl, and you just got married. You're newlyweds, and that's a great period. And I hate for you to miss out on it. That's just me. That's not advice, Justin. That's just from the heart, Justin.
Yeah, if it's from the heart, Travis, I wouldn't do it either. But if you're dead set on doing it, advice, Travis says, do it, but it's going to suck.
Your wife is super hot. That's all I got. Just thought I'd comment on it. Your wife is super hot. That's gotta put some, you know, English on the ball, right?
Little English
on that ball, because your wife's super hot, so maybe don't leave her for 2 years. Because you're going to go to SoCal, where all the honey bunnies are smoking piping hot. Oop, don't touch. That plate's hot. Also, so's your wife, and she lives in New England. And she's going to have all kinds of... Tom Brady's going to come up to her and try and throw a touchdown on your wife.
Yeah. You know how guys in New England...
He's going to throw a touchdown at your wife.
Listen, you got to be careful, because Tom Brady will scoop up your wife, and you're going to scoop up... You know, all the Marissas and Katie Summers Perry. You can handle. Just yeah. Just don't do it.
You don't want... Listen, you're gonna. She's going to be in New England.
really turned around.
Some guy in overalls is going to come up to her and be like, how you want to go to the old butternut tree? You want to go have a smooch?
There's a nor'easter blowing.
Come check
out my orchard.
Some founding father is going to sign some parliamentary actions on that ass. Yeah. Tim, just don't do it. Not worth
Tim,
it.
Tim, we flipped.
Someone's gonna crack her Liberty Bell. And that's in New England, right?
Well, dog, where do you think New England is?
It's like,
you're making me so mad.
It's like up.
You're
like
referencing up, Philadelphia, and I don't understand part of New England, why. Isn't it? What?
Is Philly not part of New England?
No. No, dog. No.
It's always seemed sort of ambiguous to me.
Has it to you?
It's like that way.
Once you get north up and there's trees and shit, you made it.
Can I just say, Griffin, chances are that it seems ambiguous to you, but to the rest of the population, it's probably pretty clear.
Yeah.
Probably.
Like, I'm almost certain there's a set amount of states that exist within New England.
Now, Tom Brady, he plays for the New England Patriots, right?
Yes.
Right. That one was good. That's why we were all kind of laughing and playing along. That was like,
listen.
That like makes it sort of fucking sense.
Listen, everyone who's listening, continue to listen.
We need to buy Griffin.
I gotta go to some fucking night classes. I need to get my Rand McNally on.
That's so bad. It's gotten really serious over here. It's you know, they say that ignorance isn't a problem unless it interferes with your podcasting. And this is seriously getting to be an issue.
I made two jokes that didn't make a goddamn lick of sense.
Griffin was like, and then go to see the Rushmore.
Where was the Alamo?
Rushmore.
I don't know.
Please help me out.
You guys want to hit up an Indian reservation?
Just...
Tim, in closing, don't do it. That's me. That's where I'm at. Seriously. It's not because like I think you guys will wreck your relationship. I just think you're going to miss a lot, and I don't think you should do it. But if you do it, I'm sure it'll be fine, and you'll get through it. I hate for you to miss out.
I hate for Tom Brady to scoop your snoop.
I hate for your snoot to be scooped by Tom Brady, as they say. I'm going to get a t-shirt that says that. My snoot dump and scoop by Tom Brady. Footballer. Popular footballer, Tom Brady.
Known leatherhead. That's what they call footballers.
Yeah, that's good. See, now you're back on. You're just 50 years in the past. Maybe 100. So do you want to move on to our last question? We want to wrap this
Let's
production
do it.
Up. I before we do that, real quick, because you guys have been... so indulgent to listen to our requests for your help, our pleading, if you will. My Brother and Me is the name of this podcast. MBMBAM.com is our website. You can go there and you'll find our email address. There it's MBMBAM@MaximumFun.org. You can also find us on Formspring. It's Formspring.com/... Or is it Formspring.me/MyBrotherMyBrotherMe? Or MBMBAM? Yes. Is that right? Sure. Formspring.me/MBMBAM. We love to see on Twitter quotes, things like that. You know, just encouraging people to listen. You guys have helped us spread the show so much, and the only reason we are still doing this is because of the great reactions from you all.
Speaking of Twitter, if you do donate, let us know on Twitter. I'm usually not down with those people who are like, I just gave, you know, $25 to save the children. Like, fuck those guys.
But this is way better than children.
This is 100 times better than Save the Children. If you donate, let us know on Twitter, and we'll, you know, we'll shout you back. We'll say, thanks. Thanks for your love and support. Would you like a foot massage? Is that something that you'd be into?
Would you like some ever-gooey blondies?
We will ever-goo your blondies. Whoa.
Please, if you can, if you are at all able to, and I like to think that everybody is. If not, why are you spending so much time listening to podcasts?
Get up there and get a job.
Get a job. $35 a month, $50 a month, $10 a month, $20 a month, $5, $2, whatever you can give. MaximumFun.org/donate right now. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Just do it, and then let us know so we can love you forever. We already will, but we'll love you more. Mm-hmm. We don't love you equally.
You'll be our favorite.
Very favorite.
This one was sent in by Dr. Woofles. Thanks, Dr. Woofles. It's by Yahoo Answers user James Walker, who asks, how can I walk up a wall? I want to walk up a wall.
Yeah, I'm Justin McElroy.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Griffin McElroy.
This has been my brother and me. Kiss your dad, square on the lips.
Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart, hey. Keep your heart, three stacks. Keep your heart, man. These girls are smart. Three stacks. These girls are smart. Play your part.